This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson added fresh fuel to his rumored plans for a White House bid with a tweet on a poll that found surprising levels of support for the idea. Not sure our founding fathers ever envisioned a 6'4", bald, tattooed, half-black, half-Samoan, tequila-drinking, fanny-pack-wearing guy joining their club, he wrote. Hey, anything is possible now, right? Bridgerton has been renewed for seasons 3 and 4. Netflix's Bella Baharia, head of global TV, said, quote, "The creative team, led by Shonda Rhimes, delivered a beautiful, emotional, romantic drama for our members. We're planning to be in the Bridgerton business for a long time to come," unquote. Bridgerton is the most popular program in Netflix's history. Ka-ching! It was just like old times as Jennifer Aniston pulled on to the Warner Brothers lot to join her former castmates in taping the Friends reunion special. Now 52, the actress still looks like she did back in 2004 when one of the biggest TV shows came to an end after 10 seasons. The six stars of the show received $3 million each to come back for the special. Rich Friends! After hopping between New York and Lisbon, Portugal, Madonna has moved to LA. She's been staying in a lavish rented estate in Beverly Hills, but she just bought The Weeknd's Hidden Hills home for a cool $20 million. Her decision might have to do with her biopic that she's slated to direct and has co-written with Diablo Cody. So, daily facials with the Kardashians? As part of the Oscars tradition, the acting champs from the previous year returned to present at the Academy Awards the following ceremony. Renee Zellweger, Joaquin Phoenix, Laura Dern, and Brad Pitt are confirmed for the event on April 25th. The Oscar producers announced there will be a total of 15 presenters this year. Yep, and no one will watch. Polina Poroskova is nude in Vogue's Czech Republic edition at age 56. It's been 40 years since the famous model and widow of Cars frontman Rick Ocasek posed for her first Vogue cover in 1981. She said, quote, "Thanks to the brave folks behind this photo shoot," unquote. That's what happens when your bitter husband doesn't leave you one cent. Chloe Zhao's Nomadland continued to dominate the award season when she took top honors at the 73rd Annual Directors Guild Association Awards. She's the second woman to earn the honor and the first woman of color to do so. Kathryn Bigelow was the first for The Hurt Locker. The win solidifies Zhao as a frontrunner leading up to the Oscars on April 25th. Congrats! Will Smith and director Antoine Fuqua announced that they're pulling the production of their new movie, Emancipation, from Georgia because of the state's new voting law. The slavery-era drama is the first major film or TV production to leave the state and specifically cite the new voting law, which contains many measures that makes it more difficult for Georgians to vote. Good. AC/DC singer Brian Johnson will publish his memoir, The Lives of Brian, on October 26th. It will chronicle his childhood growing up in a small town in England, starting his first band, and ultimately replacing Bon Scott in AC/DC to make the band's 1980 classic, Back in Black. Yep, for those about to read, we salute you.
Idiot of the Week!
Morgan Wallen says he's taking time to work on himself after he was seen on video casually dropping the N-word, and that means he won't be performing live anytime soon. He will sit back, reflect, and work on being a better person. Wallen says it's been nice to take some time away from music and performances. Take your time, idiot. College Bowl, the quiz show that challenged college students and aired on TV for more than a decade, is poised to make a comeback on NBC starting in June. Football great Peyton Manning will host the program, which aired on radio stations in the 50s before moving to TV for the 60s. This will give Manning something to do other than shilling for every product under the sun. Michael Cera is returning to TV. The Arrested Development actor has joined Hulu's Life and Beth and will star opposite Amy Schumer in the straight-to-series comedy. Formerly called Love, Beth, Schumer created, directs, writes, exec produces, and stars in the 10-episode scripted comedy. The only thing she doesn't do is provide the catering. Yet. Michael B. Jordan says Rocky Balboa's spirit will live on in Creed 3, despite Sylvester Stallone not returning as Rocky. The film follows Jordan as Adonis, the son of Rocky's rival-turned-friend Apollo Creed. Instead, Stallone, 74, just became a member of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago Country Club. And that news is a real knockout. Following a global casting search, rising star Yasmin Finney, a 17-year-old black trans woman from Manchester, England, has landed the lead role in Orion Pictures' What If? Finney will star as Kelsa, a trans high school senior, in this modern coming-of-age story. Emmy-winning Pose star Billy Porter will be directing for the first time. Tons of buzz for this one.
The Trash Bin.
On Mama June's Road to Redemption, Lauren Pumpkin Eifert has juggled mending her strained relationship with Mama June, raising sister Honey Boo Boo and her own daughter, while also having difficulties in her marriage. Now, the 21-year-old is expecting her second child while living separately from husband Josh. The show airs on WeTV. Yuck!
The news wrap-up.
Uber posted record gross bookings in March as ride-hailing demand picks up. The CEO of a top Bitcoin exchange warns a crackdown on cryptocurrencies may be coming. Facebook is using part of its California headquarters as a public COVID vaccination site. Amazon won enough votes to beat a union effort in Alabama. Okay, workers, get back to work and hold your pee.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Godzilla vs. Kong is still tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Fearless, Taylor's version, is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Crossfire is still the top-paid app.
The number one book.
It's The Hill We Climb by poet Amanda Gorman.
18-year-old High School Musical The Series star Olivia Rodrigo had her debut single, Driver's License, ride to the top of the charts in January, making it the first single to debut at number one this year. The 8-week number one hit holds at number five, while its follow-up single, Deja Vu, debuts at number eight this week. With the success of both tracks, she's the first artist to send her first two singles straight into the top 10 this year. And both songs are also hits around the world. Pretty impressive, because she's been hard at work for most of her life, beginning at the age of 6, taking both singing and acting lessons. All that hard work has definitely paid off. Here's Olivia Rodrigo with the song of the week, Deja Vu. That was Olivia Rodrigo with the song of the week, Deja Vu. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.